Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 286, How to Create Your Own Superpower by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, today happens to be my birthday, so Justin picked a shorter article for us today, and one featuring a topic I love, superheroes. Today's Monday. I have to start this week off right with an inspirational quote. Today's quote actually comes from one of my favorite bands growing up, MXPX. And as you'll soon hear, I think it fits in perfectly with today's topic. Quote, "You are your own secret weapon. It's all up to you to come out swinging. It's all up to you." Mike Herrera, MXPX. And with that, let's jump right in, get to today's post, and start optimizing your life. How to Create Your Own Superpower by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. The Avengers, Justice League. These groups of superheroes fight crime, defeat evildoers, and kick ass all over the galaxy. Each team is composed of men and women who are the absolute best at what they do. They work together, build off each other's strengths, compensate for each other's weaknesses, and help when help is needed. Teamwork rules. If you run into the Avengers, or if you're a bad guy and trying to avoid them, you can expect 1. Technical mastery from Tony Stark, aka Iron Man. 2. Incredible strength from Bruce Banner, aka the Hulk. 3. An otherworldly kicking via lightning and hammer from the mighty Thor, and 4, muscular strength and endurance from the patriotic Captain America. You'll find similar stories with the Justice League, Superman, Batman, The Flash, Aquaman, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, and so on. Sure, individually, each superhero is incredibly impressive. However, each person becomes stronger when combined with the unique skills and abilities of his or her superhero colleagues. The Flash is lightning fast, but there might be times where he needs help from Batman and his gadgets, or Superman and his power of flight to save the day. As the saying goes, the whole can often be greater than the sum of its parts. Guys in tights and capes are no different. I've rambled on about superheroes for a few paragraphs now. What for? Because I have a simple question for you. What are you bringing to the table? I want to know what your superpower is. Are you the guy or girl who loves to run and can get others to join? Are you a weightlifting fanatic who gladly dishes out advice on how to get stronger at squats and deadlifts? Maybe you're a hell of a cook and your friends always look forward to your next meal together. Maybe you're not in the best shape, but your powers of persuasion or guilt tripping are so strong that you can organize a fun run at work or a weekend hike to the mountains at a moment's notice. Or are you the lazy guy who shows up late to everything, eats poorly, and complains about not having enough time? In the past, I've talked about how to become a superhero in 4 easy steps. But today, you get to decide what your superpower is and how it can be used to improve the lives of those around you. As Olmec says in Legends of the Hidden Temple, yes, I just referenced a 15-year-old Nickelodeon TV show, quote, "The choice is yours and yours alone," end quote. Maybe you haven't quite figured out your superpower yet. Luckily, we live in a world where anything is possible, so you can decide what you want to have as a superpower and then go get it. You can even make up your own epic destiny as to how you got that power. My story. I wanted to become the go-to nerd for fitness, diet, and travel advice. Sure, I didn't study fitness in school and I never had been out of North America, but that didn't mean I couldn't acquire these skills and get really good at them. Batman and Iron Man weren't born with any superpowers either. They had to learn and create to become superheroes. That's not bad company to be part of. Once your power is decided. Do you have your superpower decided? Do you know what you want your special ability to be? Good. Now use it. Get better at it. Read books, spend time on forums, test yourself, and increase your abilities. Want to know what the best and fastest way to increase your knowledge and power in a particular skill is? Teach somebody else to do it. I started Nerd Fitness with just a passion for fitness and not a lot of knowledge. As the days, weeks, months, and years went on, I took readers' questions and did my best to learn everything I could about the subject they wanted to learn about. Whether it was barefoot running, the paleo diet, diet soda, parkour, or not sucking at working out, I soaked up as much info as possible from multiple sources and then presented it to the class. I'm still not an expert, but I know more than most and can teach those that are less knowledgeable than me. I've learned that my passion for helping people with fitness and wellness is equaled only by my desire to learn more about fitness and wellness. I've become a sponge for knowledge. Shut up, being a sponge can be a cool superpower. You just listened to the post titled, How to Create Your Own Superpower by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, I have no idea what my superpower is, I don't know where to start, yes, I listened, yes, I'm inspired, but I don't really know what to do next, chances are you actually already have a superpower, you just haven't realized it. I'm willing to bet that when you have some free time, you're already researching things that you're passionate about. You're sitting there on your phone, playing around. In your mind, you're thinking you're playing around, but you're actually doing research on stuff that you like. Maybe it's recipes. You're thinking about what you're going to cook for dinner tonight. Maybe it is looking up the next workout that you're going to do, or finding other podcasts that you really like to listen to. Whatever it is, that's something that's interesting to you. So maybe it's just a matter of focusing your attention on one or two of those topics and trying to become an expert on it. The one thing I will say is if you try and become an expert, yes, I'm a big fan of getting a formal education in it. It's something that many people will look favorably upon, including employers. But look at different sources. Look for reputable sources when you're out there. And try and keep an open mind. It's okay if your mind gets changed as you're doing research. That's a good thing. But again, I'm willing to bet that you already have a passion and you just need to tap into that, focus it a little bit more, and that could be your superpower. Before I sign off, I want to thank you again for being here and listening every day. I hope you're having a great start to your week. I'll be back here tomorrow where we hear from regular contributor JC Dean and where your optimal life awaits.